All right, you're listening to the WGXC Afternoon Show. I'm Tom Rowe. Whoops. Now you're Richard Roth. I didn't have your mic on.
And Ellen Thurston is here with us.
I'm Ellen Thurston.
And I'm Peter Krug.
And we have a guest who has just arrived in the studio.
While we're settling in, we're going to be hearing from Roy Zimmerman, who's been
he's just walked in the studio.
That's right. In fact, we all just walked in the studio. And Roy is going to be playing his songs of political satire tonight at Helsinki at 8 o'clock.
Now, do we want to give a bit of an introduction to Roy Zimmerman?
Yes, we do.
You have something prepared, Ellen?
Well, I have all these things that people have said about him.
I could just start blabbering. That would probably be better, maybe,
sure.
As an introduction. Yeah.
Blabber away.
It's kind of come in the side door, maybe, a little bit. But, you know, I do political satire, which is, frankly, getting easier and easier.
I was going to say, that's a real tough job these days,
tough,
isn't
you
it?
Know, you know, the thing is, it really is kind of hard then, too. You know, when Ann
when Herman Cain drops out, and then you've got fewer of them now.
That just means more material. But, you know, the candidates themselves are doing satire. You know what I mean? It's, you know, Ann Romney says, you know, that Mitt is not stiff if we just unzip him and let him out. You know. When she's saying that, you're just like, I'm gonna quit now. Yeah.
Well, first of all, to think that we could have a president named Mitt or Newt is funny already. You know,
I suppose we've had presidents named Zachary. You know, and whatever. So it's the name thing is not well. Barack. What am I talking about? We have a president named Barack.
What brought you to Hudson?
Well, I'm on a 50-state tour. That's the thing. I've made a campaign promise to perform in all 50 states before the Republican National Convention.
So you're here for the primary?
Well, I was, as it turns out, I was. Yeah, you know, right. But it just happened to work into New England when I was here. Yeah. And I made the same promise in 2008. I made the same, and I made 47 states. You know, Hawaii was a bridge too far, and Alaska was a bridge to nowhere, and New Mexico is a state, it turns out.
Is there a state that just doesn't get satire?
No. I'm very pleased to report that irony is alive and well across these United States.
You seem to have kind of begun in the South with your 50-state tour, is that true?
I've done an extensive swath of the South. Yeah, you know, we come from California, and we're on a driving tour. We've driven all the way across the country, right, you know. So, but no, I've done shows. I had a wonderful show in Birmingham, Alabama, you know, a place that's not known as a hotbed of lefty activity. So, I've done quite a bit of the South. I find that even in the red states, right, there are bright blue dots. There are groups of people who gather together to do progressive work, you know, right, where that is not easy to do. And so those are the people who turn up for these shows, and here in Hudson you've got 87 progressive events to choose from it on any given night, right? You know, so it's I'm vying for attention. I'm like the guy in the back of the classroom.
Yeah, you've got some competition tonight. There's quite a bit going on.
Yes, always. I mean, always. Yeah. Right. Is Cheap Trick playing someplace, or what's happening?
The AIDS Council of Northeastern New York has an event called Dining Out for Life, in which restaurants give part of their proceeds to the cause.
Good. That's happening in the front room, I understand, of Helsinki as
That's
well.
That's right.
Right.
That's
okay.
Right.
Good. Right.
Well, that's
so
that's,
people can come out and have a big meal and then listen afterwards.
And be logy and laugh their way out of it. Right. Exactly.
So are you going to play Vote Republican for us, or what do you
I can do that, sure. Would you like that? All right. It's pretty hypnotic, I warn you. Okay.
I'll try not to fall asleep.
would you like your own mic for singing and a mic for the guitar?
I'll gather me around one mic. That's good. Offshore drilling is completely safe. You're getting sleepy. Tax cuts for the rich create new jobs. You're getting sleepy. Financial institutions will police themselves, and illegal aliens are stealing all your pens. Now when I count to three and snap my fingers, you'll awake refreshed and vote Republican. White people are the real victims of racism. You're getting sleepy. Fox News is fair and balanced. Get sleepy. Healthcare is a privilege and not a right. We can work together to wipe out the middle class. Now when I count to three and snap my fingers, you'll awake confused and vote Republican. I'm not saying Barack Obama is a foreign-born Islamist puppy eater. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you decide. There's no evidence to suggest that Nancy Pelosi is a thousand-year-old Nazi vampire. But that's what I heard. Somebody said that. It was me. Democrats want to put you in a re-education camp and kill your grandma and bring Stalin back to life. Now when I count to three and snap my favorite Republican. Government is the problem. Ooh, vote for us and we'll prove it. John Boehner uses no tanning products. Sleepy. Mitt Romney is a regular guy. So sleepy. Sarah Palin is a real anything. Ronald Reagan. So when I turn the Washington Mall into a private putting green, you'll vote Republican. And when I turn Social Security over to a bunch of drunken day traders, you'll vote Republican. And when I drag the nation through 8 years of carnage and incompetence and leave the place a bigger mess than Lindsay Lohan's trailer, then blame the Democrats for cleaning up too slow. You will awake confused, refreshed, somewhat paranoid, and you'll remember nothing. And vote Republican. You're getting sleepy, Republican. And somewhat cheapy, Republican. Lullaby.
Bravo. If tomorrow the registration of Republicans in Columbia County rises...
It's because your listeners don't understand irony. It ain't my fault, man.
I just thought I'd tell you what happened here in the Republican presidential primary.
Yeah.
In the city of Hudson, there's a population of about 6,500, I think, now. And there are 561 registered Republicans.
Yeah, right, right.
Of course, not a lot of people register, period. 54 came out for the vote on Tuesday.
Right, right.
And it was about the same in the county. It was about 10%. There are 12,305 Republicans in the entire county of 65,000 people.
Well, that must be the crackling excitement I feel outside.
That was the slate
of Republican. Right. Right. Irony is a thing. Irony is a thing that they say irony is lost on America, and that's ironic because America is an ironic kind of we once elected an alcoholic president because we wanted to have a beer with him. So, why should irony be lost here too?
Well. What else have you got for us here?
Well, I'd do another song here about the Obama administration has refused now to enforce the Defense of Marriage Act, right? Because they understand that if you're two consenting adults, and which of us isn't, it's nobody's business who you love, right? Nobody's business. Who, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, right. Exactly. This is call and response. Okay. Okay. Nobody's Sorry. Business who you love, where you love, what equipment you might use. It's interesting, but it's nobody's business. And yet the traditional values people are all upset about homosexuality in the workplace and the movies and the Boy Scouts. And they should just realize that homosexuality in the Boy Scouts is a tradition. Every time we think about same-sex marriage, it makes us sick to our guts. I mean, to people who want to commit to a stable, monogamous, lifelong relationship, what are they, nuts? It's unnatural. Now, a man should not lie with a person who is a guy. He should only lie to his wife. The Bible is clear. We're defenders of marriage in three-button suits. We'll raise our double standard and see who salutes. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. Every time we think about same-sex parents, oh my gosh, we exclaim. I mean, to people who want to provide a protective and nurturing family environment, have they no shame? It's so deviant. It's the Lord's holy word, as my second wife said to my third, that a family's based on obligation and fear. We're defenders of marriage, connubial narcs, ever vigilant and patriotic patriarchs. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. One summer evening when my woman was doing laundry, I shared a six-pack with an old John Bircher, and oh so wisely he imparted an ancient quandary to ponder. He said it's nature versus legislature. Are people born gay or do they turn gay just to piss off Dick Army? We're an army of dicks with a militant stance. Let's get the government out of our lives and into our pants. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married and have their insurance carried and be beneficiaried and be next to the ones they love when they are buried.
Fun.
And where shall we go from here?
Well, tonight, 8 o'clock, we should go to Helsinki, I think, right? And I'm doing these songs and others there at Club Helsinki.
How did you get started doing all of this? What was the impetus that...
I've been writing songs since high school, basically, and they've tended to be funny songs about kind of what was happening, you know, kind of topical songs. And it wasn't too long before they drifted into political waters. So I've been doing political satire songs for, you know, 20 some odd years.
And you said you grew up in Southern California?
No, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then spent a long time down in LA as well. Right. And started touring from there, really. I had a group in the 90s called The Foreman. And we got signed to Warner Records, and we took the big ride and all that stuff then, too. And I've been doing it solo for 16 years or so.
Have you found it easier to write satire in the recent times, or has it kind of always been the same?
There's always plenty to talk about. But what happens in election years is that people's attention gets attenuated, right? You know, and people start, you know, tuning in and realizing what's happening, and the issues get hotter and hotter. So you can make a reference, you know, to the Glass-Steagall Act, whatever, you know, I'm not anything that's obscure like that, and there'll be a higher percentage of people who actually get that and, you know, and go with that then, too. I mean, there's a misconception that you've got to know something to get political satire, to think it's funny and all that stuff, and really, you know, if I'm any judge, you don't have to know that much, even to do it, let alone to get it.
So you have a whole Saul Alinsky set for
yes,
this frame?
Yes, Saul Alinsky, right, yeah. Right, you know, and the SLA, I got a whole, like, 20 minutes on the SLA and shit, right? So, oh, I can't say that, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, and the thing about the Lusitania and the McKinley assassination. So I'm up on all this stuff.
Newt Gingrich has been just gold, hasn't he?
I used to say Newt Gingrich was the greatest satirist of the 20th century, but it turned out he meant that stuff.
So do you have a Newt Gingrich song?
No, I don't have a new one, because I knew it wasn't going to last. That's the thing. I mean, you know, he was an anomaly, right? He was a congressman and a lobbyist, right? You know, he bribed himself by mistake one time. That is how corrupt he was. And so I was dreading having to write a song about him. You know, for a moment there, I thought I had to write a Herman Cain song, for goodness sake, right? Right. People were saying that 999, you know, was the emergency number for pizza delivery. But I think that he learned it from one of those ladies at the Restaurant Association who was German.
Well, I grew up with Tom Lehrer, of course. So
yeah,
he's the man.
He absolutely is.
And he said some very nice things about you.
He did. We talk every once in a while, and I got to visit him once in Cambridge there, you know. He stays very much current on people who are doing satirical songs,
yeah.
Though he hasn't written or performed himself in 30 years or so. But yeah, some of his songs, I mean, people, you know his songs who don't even know him necessarily.
Right.
So they know the Vatican Rag, and they know Poisoning Pigeons in the Park, and, you know, Pollution, and some of these other songs, right?
Right.
Because they have, the songs themselves have legs.
Yeah, they really do. He said about you, "I congratulate Roy Zimmerman on reintroducing literacy to comedy songs. And the rhymes actually rhyme. They don't just rhyme." So.
Well, there's nothing funnier than literacy. That's the thing, too. People show up in droves for literacy. Give me more of that.
Now, your program is called... The Starving Ear, is that it?
Live from the Starving Ear. Yeah. And what that, I mean, the Starving Ear is what I take with me everywhere I go. Wherever I'm playing becomes that club for the night, basically, because it's my homage to a legendary nightclub in San Francisco called The Hungry Eye. Okay, and The Hungry Eye was sort of the birthplace of talents of Mort Saul, Lenny Bruce, the Kingston Trio, the Limelight, Barbara Streisand even. Maya Angelou, Dick Gregory, lots and lots of people got their starts in this place and recorded albums there and all that too. So it was a great place for the bringing together of that kind of talent and that kind of entertainment, that kind of mind, really. And I want to evoke that again as I'm traveling across the country.
I think you're doing it.
Now, do you have one more song for us?
Sure, I could do another song. Let me think here. I'll do, you know... For those 50, how many registered Republicans you said? 500? No.
500.
500, okay. All right, good.
The city.
Yeah.
Here.
In the city.
The county is 50-50, and the other county is 60-40 Republicans. So there's
okay.
Plenty of album out there for you to hear.
Okay, good. All right. So this
you're
is
in upstate New York.
Okay, here we go. This is a song about, I'm coming from, you know, from the Bay Area, you know, right? So I'm bringing you a message of hope. On my way in here tonight, I bruised my nose, hugging a tree. I was late 'cause I had to stop by on my way at San Quentin to set a criminal free. And I ran out of 7-grain bee pollen, macrobiotic, organic, sustainable medical marijuana. My jerking knee, do you know how hard it is to be a liberal? Well, do ya? I had to learn to speak French, Spanish, Hindi, and Dolphin just so I could relate. I'm exhausted from taxing and spending and controlling the media and hiding my agenda and ruling San Francisco as a separatist nation state. And in yoga today
I got bent out of shape, cause the guy doing bowl pulling pose next to me was intolerant, which I hate. Do you know how hard it is to be a liberal? Well, do ya? Constantly feeding the hungry and bleeding my heart and exceeding my budget, needing approval and reading the nation and leading a sing-along. Everybody!
You know, that was just an impulse. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was shooting hoops with some brothers when I sprained my badonkadonk. And you know that ain't chill. I saved an endangered snail darter from being eaten by an endangered spotted owl, which I saved from being eaten by an endangered snow leopard, which I saved from being shot by a poacher who I had to kill with kindness. It took a while. And I hit a speed bump and spilled my chai latte all over the hemp-covered seats of my Prius. And the speed bump turned out to be a homeless Native American, so I apologized, gave him some land, then I stomped out his cigarette, took away his gun, shot myself in the nuts on my way to my frivolous lawsuit for sexual harassment where I was suing myself because I masturbated against my will. Do you know how hard it is to be me? Do you know how hard it is just to be a knee-jerk liberal? What I wouldn't give to be a circle jerk conservative.
That's Roy Zimmerman tonight at Helsinki at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and we're honored to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's been so great to come here and do this. I mean, community radio, man, that is where it's at. You know, I do look in on community radio wherever I travel, and you know that's where to get the local dope. You know,
you can't get anything from us, really. No,
sorry to phrase it that way. The information is what I meant to say.
I'm looking around the room to see who's going to claim to be the local dope, but couldn't figure it out.
Where is that drummer?
The number at Helsinki is 828-4800. You can make a reservation.
And the show starts at 8 o'clock.
All right, and that'll about do us for today. You wanna?
I just want to say thanks so much again for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming. All right, and that'll about do us for today. I'm Tom Rowe.
Richard Roth.
Ellen Thurston.
And Peter Krug.
And we're going to hear Terry Doyle's very incomplete calendar. It will take us into Al Jazeera English at 6 p.m. and Free Speech Radio News at 6:30 p.m. on WGXC. Stay tuned.